August, friends. Happy August. My, oh my.
It comes too soon.
It does. This whole year has been flying by. Thank you, everyone, for the fantastic birthday wishes. That's right. It was fun. Happy birthday to my brother, TJ, who's proudly serving in the United States Army. We appreciate your service.
Yay.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, he used to change his diapers, and now he's all grown up. Now he's a man. Oh. Now he has his own babies. He's got to change his own diapers for his kids. It's fun stuff, I tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for tuning in each and every Wednesday, where we talk about where to go, what to try, and how to give back right here in Indian River County. This is the Vero Insider, and I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. I love going around meeting and greeting and sharing great information with folks, and obviously it's something for the past several years where I've dedicated my heart and my time to keep Indian River beautiful. Mm-hmm. I serve as the vice president of the board, and yes. Over the summer I was able to even send in family members that were able to give some dedicated time of volunteering.
I know, and they've been fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Well, there's been a lot going on at CURB, so we're excited to have Daisy Packer. She's our executive director for this awesome nonprofit that focuses on personal responsibility and education through recycling, upcycling efforts, and ways that we can just genuinely do better to make our community a great place to live.
Absolutely.
Give it its
and a beautiful
curb
place to
appeal.
Live.
That's
yes.
right. And of course, when we do that, folks want to buy here, they want to move here. Mm-hmm. And of course, they're going to trust White Glove Moving and Storage. Speaking of them, didn't they help you with your store move?
They did, and it was fantastic. So breaking news,
our store moved. That's right. It's right up the street from our studio.
I know. It's literally like right across the railroad tracks, basically.
It's awesome. So it's on the intersection of 16th Street and Old Dixie.
Mm-hmm. Right
across
the
street from how sweet it is.
Yes. Yep.
That bright pink building.
The bright pink building is across the street from that. So it's the white building with the blue awnings.
I love those nice bright blue.
Shop.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those blue awnings are really nice.
They really did. The landlord, Treasure Coast Commercial Holdings, did that. And he
it really pops.
It mm-hmm. really did, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he did a great job.
Now, let me ask you this, Daisy. What was part of the methodology to move the store? Of course, I know. I just want our listeners
yes.
to know.
Well, you know, there was a couple of reasons that just kind of all kind of compounded and just added up together. And we'd been kind of sort of looking for a while just to get a feel for it. We talked about maybe move to a different location in the mall because where we were, everything was closing down on our side.
On that wing. Yeah.
Yeah. Once the Regis left, there was just so much less traffic. So we were trying to hold out, but
and now you're in the center of town, which is a great decision.
Mm-hmm. It really, right on
and
the
And you
corner.
Have like a big double door in the back so we can
yes.
start accepting bigger donations,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes. We actually have three doors.
Yay. Keep the donations coming, folks.
Yeah. So the front door is actually nice and easy. The back door for bigger stuff. And we also have, you know, that front right out view of here we are. So
for sure.
You can find us without having to walk all the way. I had one lady come in and be like, I walked all the way down to Dillard's and then I walked all the way back to Macy's and then you moved.
Poor thing. And now the store isn't quote unquote open yet?
Or? We're not finished setting up. We are open for business for right now for the summer. It's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Monday through Saturday. So we are open, but we don't have everything out on the floor yet. There's some empty shelves, things like that. So we're still kind of getting settled and bringing stuff in, but we are open for business. We're able to give you your cleanup supplies, bring in donations, come buy stuff, whatever's out on the shelves.
Sure. If they see something in it interests them.
Yeah.
And, you know, especially as we get ready to think like back to school, I'm sure a lot of the teachers are thinking what's going to be our big projects and what are we going to kick off for the first part of the school year.
Well, we're actually planning on, because of that and how everybody's going to be, a lot of people are going to be at the mall buying new clothes. We're going to do a final closeout sale at the mall because we have the mall location until August 31st.
Oh, okay.
So we're going to do our final, we're going to be open for 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, this coming weekend, and just do one last, okay, if you want it, everything's going to be under $5. And just
scoop it up.
You scoop it up. And that way we don't have to move it to our new location.
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So right now we're kind of operating out of both. But closeout sale, hey, that's information all of our listeners can appreciate.
Exactly. I mean, like, things for a quarter, how do you pass it up?
Right. And some of the things that CURB accepts and likes to be able to upcycle with are, like, wine corks. And I've
seen
re-envisioned wine bottles and to mention, our wine of the week is a Protocollo Rosé, compliments of the Blue Star. In fact, this is one of the five wines that are available on Kitty's summer wine list. This is something that if you are a fan of rosé, this is just soft and appealing.
It is.
Yeah, you like it, Daisy? Do you like it, Cindy? I mean, it's very fruit forward without being overly sweet.
Or overly powering.
And you can tell it's a good food pairing wine. Mm-hmm. So again, this would be a free bottle if you get two entrees or four appetizers.
Oh.
Or it's just $5 by the glass.
Well,
so it's
awesome.
A right,
bargain.
And you get to have the experience of the Blue Star, which is just
Kitty's so fantastic,
right? Think of all the corks she can bring you.
I know,
she's
right?
A thief. I tell you what,
and all these fantastic bottles too.
Yeah.
Like I might have to hit her up for that.
I love that Wind Chime wine
the,
bottle.
The wine
that
bottle
was really
wind
cool.
Chimes, yeah.
So you do, especially as we focus on the new location, you are going to be accepting upcycle artists,
yes.
consignment pieces.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of donation stuff will you be looking forward to receiving?
Well, we're actually, because we're in a new location where it's so much easier, we're actually able to accept some of the larger things that, you know, you would never want to truck, like a, you know, end table or coffee table or something like that through Macy's to get
right.
to us. So we never were able to accept any of those things before. And now being so much easier, we can accept some of those things that we can make into even better items. So it's already started rolling in. It really has.
Wow.
And we've only been open how many days?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's great. Now, what else is happening this weekend?
We have the UPS Foundation grant project at Captain Forrester's Hammock Preserve on Jungle Trail. Hurricane Matthew took a big toll there. It killed a lot of the really old live oak trees that were really shading the property.
Oh, yeah.
And so with this grant, it's a restoration grant for natural disasters. From UPS, and the UPS employees are going to be out there on Saturday, 9 a.m. They're looking for people to join us. We're going to plant about 35 to 47 gallon trees, so a little bit bigger than your normal 3 gallons.
Okay.
And so they're a little more established and give it a better chance to grow.
Oh, that's awesome. UPS is such a great organization.
Yeah.
We partner with them a lot at Pac Mail Beachside, where, of course, we specialize in shipping and we work with a lot of big carriers. And UPS really does a great job. And
they
I'm
do.
A big fan of brown and yellow combined. And so at the last tree event we had done with them in conjunction with the Young Professionals Network, I was able to get one of their really cool brown t-shirts. And I rocked that little puppy out often.
Yeah, that was great.
They are a great group of people.
They really
were.
And they showed up
one.
With that one. They showed up with families and everything. And that's kind of what we're planning for this one is that whole family gathering, get together, plant a few trees, do some good for the community.
And then go hit the beach.
It's right down there. You walk beautiful trails under gumbo limbos, which one of the trees we're planting. So, yeah, it'll be great.
That Captain Forrester's Park, too, is just a really unique spot.
If folks have
never had a chance to go to it, it's on the south side of Jungle Trail if you're coming over 510.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, cars can go there, bicyclists can go there. A lot of residents that live up and down there walk it.
Yeah.
And it's just a unique, very tranquil space.
Yes.
And we were able to do a big...
Lowe's donated a huge amount of money to do like a whole native garden there.
Right.
So we did this huge pollinator butterfly garden. We brought in plants that bats and things like too. So that, I mean, we did bat houses. There's some really cool stuff. We redid the whole front so that it actually much more appealing as you walk or as you drive in through the front entrance
and then park.
But there are some great trails out there, old hammock habitat that you don't see anymore, especially on the barrier island.
Valid, because it's becoming so developed.
Exactly.
And this particular project that we're talking about, where we teamed up with Lowe's last year and we had a number of volunteers come out, was nominated for the Green Construction Project of the Year.
Yes.
From yours truly.
In conjunction
with Indian River Chamber. So,
smart connections.
Yes. So in a couple weeks, we'll be able to find out whether or not that actually won the award.
It was such a
worthy project. So it's nice that you'll be adding even more trees to create that.
Exactly. Fill it in and give it back. Yeah. And we're doing a little more salt tolerance so that it fits that property a little bit better. And the oak trees, so.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow, so a lot of exciting things are going on at Kurt.
September's the biggest month of the year, too, because we all have our International Coastal Cleanup.
Ah!
So that's coming up right around the corner, too.
And so what does that mean? Folks put together teams, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have the lead volunteers that put together the teams, but you can just volunteer to be one of those team members as right. well. So it's individuals, it's groups. You can have your own site. You can join a big group. You can join a smaller group. You could be one of those dedicated volunteers that I love and go to one of those really challenging places that not too many people pick, but when you get there, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, this really needs more people.
Right, and we can really make a difference.
Exactly.
Bend it over, pick it up. Bend it over, pick it up. Yeah. It's a very peaceful morning.
It is.
Everyone come out and do your part.
Yeah.
Remember that one old school Yogi Bear cartoon, and he had to like do the trash pickup and he
for had getting his... in trouble. Yeah,
so you actually provide those clappers for people.
We, when it's the coastal cleanup, we have about anywhere from 800 to 1,000 people out there on the same day. So we can't give one to everybody,
right.
but we try to, especially we focus on the locations that really need it the most. Like if you're reaching under a boardwalk or through the mangroves,
yes,
those kinds of things. So we really try to focus where the people need it the most. And then you can obviously, if you have health issues, you can always request one and we will do our best to make sure that that one
so
gets there for you.
So if you're young and able, bend yes. over, pick it up, bend yes. over, pick it up. Got it. Fine, Daisy, fine.
What I like to do is send the little kids to go do the bending, and I hold the bags.
Right?
Yeah,
teamwork. Teamwork. So this is something, though, and the International Coastal Cleanup, that happens around the globe. Everyone comes out in droves on one day.
Mostly.
I mean, it happens all month long.
Right.
You can do small ones, but like there's a one day call to action where it happens.
There's a one day call to action, yeah. I mean, unless some kind of major disaster happens somewhere around the world, they don't usually reschedule.
God forbid, we hope that doesn't happen. Yes.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's happened so rarely. I mean, it's right. 30 years of doing, over 30 years of doing this, and it's been only few and far between, but they can schedule other days, and so can the volunteers. If they can't go out on the 16th, then they can schedule a different day to go out. But yeah, I think it's the last count they sent us was right around 150 countries around the world
participate. That is amazing.
Excellent.
A couple
that
million people, 150 countries. It's really awesome.
And and one day, imagine the impact that that brings.
Yeah. And it's one of those great ways to do that whole, you know, that whole mantra of act locally and
think globally
mm-hmm. or impact globally. Yeah.
For
so
sure.
That's how it happens. Is that one little butterfly and you just add those 100 more and
it blossoms.
Yeah, absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Vero Insider. We are chatting with Daisy Packer of Keep Indian River Beautiful. And if any of these upcoming and exciting events sound interesting to you, you can go to KIRB.org and download the volunteer sheet and check out all the dates. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. There's a lot more in store. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal for 2017? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, Treasure Coast.
Do you work and help run your household? Do you find that there is simply not enough time to keep up with the cleaning? Well, Diamond Bright Cleaning can take away the stress of trying to clean after a long day or during your weekends off. They offer affordable cleaning services as frequently as needed to fit your budget and schedule. Stella and her team offer both residential and commercial cleaning. I trust them in my home, and when they are done, it truly does sparkle. Mention the Vero Insider and get 10% off your cleaning services. Call 772-388-3649. Get a free quote, meet them, and give them a try. You won't be disappointed, because at Diamond Bright Cleaning, one call truly does clean it all. Visit dbcleaninginc.com. Diamond Bright Cleaning, endorsed by the Vero Insider. From anniversaries to birthdays, even just a romantic night out, Blue Star in downtown Vero is the perfect restaurant to celebrate any occasion with delicious food and spectacular drinks. Enjoy background music, chic decor, and unmatched customer service while enjoying entrees like seared scallops, grilled lamb chops, and succulent ribeye steak. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m. to close, call for reservations, and look us up on Facebook. Blue Star of Vero, mixing good food with great company. Don't settle for fancy nails, get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Hi, this is Jetris.
Ashley
and Christy
from the Star Team at Treasure Coast Sotheby's. Whether you are looking for a sprawling luxury home with intracoastal access in San Sebastian Springs,
or if you're looking for a brand new construction in Serrano with a completion date of May,
to an oceanfront to-be-constructed condo at Ocean Palms in North Hutchinson Island,
the Star Team can find you your dream home. Call us today at 772-321-7644 or visit our website at thestarteamrealestate.com.
Smooth hair with Cobola Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
White Club Moving and Storage. We keep Florida moving.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chambers said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
I can't believe we're in August. That's just crazy. Welcome back, friends. It's the Vero Insider. Where to go, what to try, how to give back right here throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Thanks for tuning in. And, you know, if I rattle off all of our sponsors and all these great events, and if you're ever wondering, what did she say again? You can always go to theveroinsider.com. All of our sponsors are laid out there. There's a great blog. There's all sorts of live links and archived past shows. So it makes it simple. It makes it fun. And then you can go support these great people that help bring this broadcast to you each and every week, like Caliber Home Loans. I tell you what, we just did a big event at the Realtors Association and raised some money for Habitat for Humanity. It was a great auction, and Caliber was all in there. They came up with a great prize, and these women only do loans. That's it. So you're not another number. You're not swallowed up by a big bank. They can help you own the home of your dreams that you can afford. They make it simple. They make it easy, whether it's a first-time home or it's your third home, upsizing, downsizing. Reach out to them, and there's an incentive program through the balance of the year where they can actually help come up with the down payment. So explore those options with Caliber Home Loans. I got a number of compliments at that same event about how amazing my hair is right now.
Aww.
Compliments of the Hair Studio of Vero. Melissa is so talented. She's a master colorist. She can handle red hair. A lot of ladies say, you know, if I have red hair, it's just hard to color. It's not, it doesn't receive color
True.
Well. And
it
Melissa
changes the
can
color
conquer
that,
it.
Yes.
Yeah. So if that's something that you've been dealing with in the past, reach out to Melissa at the Hair Studio Vero, Oslo, US 1 in the Publix Plaza. You won't be disappointed. It's the most affordable salon in all of Vero. Foxy Nails. What do you think of my new color? All the girls at the office, at my White Glove Moving office, they're like, oh my God, I love your color. What is it? I said, I don't know. It's number 57.
That's a good color.
Right?
What I picked. Yeah.
But it's simple and it's summery. And I tell you what, they make you feel like family. Open 7 days a week. You get a complimentary glass of wine, a margarita,
awesome.
A water, soda. You can bring your kids. Very family friendly.
Oh.
You don't have to make appointment. Walk right in. Foxy mm-hmm. Nails. Right next to Hallmark. Mm. That's right. And lastly, shout out Diamond Bright. I tell you, she makes my life so much easier. As a working mom, professional, here, there, everywhere, I can do the tidy and pickup, but the deep clean is hard. And I have Foxy Nails. I don't
yes.
want to do it.
Right?
Who are we kidding, folks? Who are we kidding?
Truth. Yeah.
Right, Cindy?
Yeah, that's truth. Yeah.
And so she makes it affordable. She comes in twice a week, and especially with having indoor pets. It's just super simple. If you're looking for somebody that you can trust in your home, consider reaching out to my friend Stella and her team at Diamond Bright. It'll be worth the phone call.
I honestly might need to consider that. I've been working
yeah.
so much that getting home, I'm like, no.
I know, Daisy, right? Ladies and gentlemen, that's Daisy Packer, Keep Indian River Beautiful. She's executive director. And we were just talking about all the exciting things going on with Curb. And of course, they moved their store, and it wasn't
oh,
just
yeah?
my awesome team of handsome, helpful, and handy men at White Glove
Moving.
Who
were great, by the way, because they moved things that I was like, there's no way this is going to get moved easy. And it was just like, zip.
Right? They're professionals.
Done. I'm like, what? That would have taken me like 2 hours.
I joke with people all the time because it's like by the time you rent a truck, you pay for the beer, you pay for the pizza, you make an enemy out of your friend.
Right.
You know, it
they
took
never
you,
want to see you again.
Right. 8 to 10 hours. And my guys can come in for the same price point in 2 to 3 if you do all your own packing and knock it out.
It was simple. It was a lifesaver. It really was.
So
just
now
getting
you're at this awesome new location.
Yes.
And it wasn't just White Glove that helped you.
No.
Other key partners.
We had the recycling dumpsters from Republic. We had trash dumpsters from Waste Management. So that because we had to do renovations. We had to do flooring and all that fun stuff.
True.
So there was a lot going in and a lot going out on the other side. I can't tell you how much stuff is at that store still. But it's just, I mean, even the landlord was helping out. He's donated a lot of stuff. And he's also, you know, made it affordable for us to be there. So that's really helpful, too.
That's great. And again, it's at the intersection of 16th and Old Dixie.
Yeah. If you know where Filthy's is.
I do.
It's kind of
well, thank you for
corner.
Asking, Daisy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. It's convenient.
Landmark. It is. Yeah. It's right next to the bus station. Like, it's within walking distance of the bus station. So we're right on that corner and intersection.
Great location.
Oh, it's fantastic.
And you're accepting donations.
We are currently accepting donations. We're always accepting donations. But yes, we're currently accepting new and different ones. You know, we're going to have a full list posted on our website, and it's just going to be...
KIRB.org.
Absolutely. Nice and easy.
Yeah.
Just keep it easy.
And this weekend is a big closeout sale for the old store
at
the mall.
Yeah, we don't want to have to move anything else that's at the store. We just want to... And so there's going to be a lot of Christmas stuff. There's going to be a lot of...
Craft stuff for teachers.
Yes.
Teachers.
Yeah.
Holla
well,
if you hear
most
us.
Of the teacher stuff, we, you know, we keep a lot of the stuff for free for them.
Yes.
So that way people can't come and pick through all the good stuff. So that most of that stuff is moved to the new store and ready for them to come in as
Perfect.
Soon as
we'll see you at
this
the
is
new
the
store.
Week before school's kind of
right.
getting going
cool
and
craft
everything.
Projects.
So if they're putting up their boards, they can come in and look for all the, you know, the treasure boxes and stuff they do for prize boxes,
exactly.
things, those little kinds of gems that would cost you an arm and a leg somewhere else. We have all of that stuff.
Very
so,
good information.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
wonderful. Also this weekend, Captain Forrester's planting project
yes.
with UPS.
9 a.m.
9 a.m.
Yeah. Let us know or
Off
bring a shovel
trail.
Because otherwise I won't have enough shovels.
Okay. Come with a shovel.
Come with a shovel or just let me know in advance one way or the other.
Very good.
Yeah.
And then, of course, save the date, September 16th.
Yes, yeah, September 16th. And August 8th coming up next week is the registration for all volunteers. Right now, you know, we've been signing up all of the site captains and putting the locations together. And we have a lot of those up on the website. But the official registration will start next week and get the ball rolling on getting people
and honestly,
situated.
As a company, it's a great team building exercise.
It really is.
To bring everyone out. And then so many businesses, Piper, Indian River, Taekwondo.
Oculina, yes.
They bring out grills and everyone has a barbecue afterwards and you're bonding. You've made a positive impact in the community. You've bonded as a team. And now you break bread.
Yeah.
And that's always fun.
It is. It's great. And we're going to have great sponsors like Brain Freeze and a whole bunch of other places just really kind of give back this year. And so it's going to be fantastic.
Right? After all that hard work cleaning up the beaches, then you go get some delicious
like
frozen yogurt at Brain Freeze. I love them. They have the best red pepper soup. It's with Gouda in it. Oh my gosh. It's addicting.
Oh,
I'm in
goodness.
Love. I'm in love with that. Great job, Brain Freeze. Keep up the good work.
That's a real inside tip.
You're welcome. Yes. It's sensational. Pair that with this rosé. I'd be happy all day. That's right. I'm a poet. Didn't even know it. So KIRB.org, that's the resource where folks can you know, sign up, volunteer,
the
they can check out our new location.
Yes.
All of the great odds and ends that you'll start accepting. That's right, folks. We're another outlet that you can bring all your unwanted stuff to. We'll upcycle it. We'll make it different. And thanks, as always, for tuning in. Visit
TheBureauInsider.com.
It's been another great episode. I'm Anna Valencia-Tillery, Daisy Packer. Keep up the great work in our community. You're doing a wonderful job, darling.
Have a beautiful day.
That's right. Until next time, friends. Cheers.